Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Geelong Marine World. We go inside the Saints' victorious rooms where Jack Sinclair has been good enough to join us. Jack, your 97th game and your first finals win. It's one you won't forget in a hurry.
No, I won't be forgetting that one. Been a long time. Obviously, 6 years in now and haven't played finals. And a finish like that, very nerve-wracking. But, yeah, won't be forgetting that in a hurry, no.
Did you get comfortable when you got 22 points up at the 12-minute mark? Your skipper gives you a very handy little buffer and you think of it, start thinking about a semi-final. What was your mindset at that point?
I wouldn't say it was comfortable. Still pretty high pressure and knew there was plenty of time to go. But I think we probably just stopped taking the game on a bit. A bit predictable with our boys, just sort of kicking it down the line. And even when we did, we probably kicked it a bit too corridor, which allowed them to rebound pretty easily on us. So, yeah, I don't think we got comfortable. Definitely something we'll learn from going forward, no doubt.
Where were you, final siren, and what was your reaction, and who was the first person you went to?
I was pretty close to the ball, actually, just sort of drop a ball. Benny Patton took the grab, so he was getting up off the ground, gave him a hug. Very relieved, yeah. It was pretty stressful last sort of 5-10 minutes. They had all the run of play, had a few shots, were a bit clumsy. Gave him a couple, but yeah, just really wrapped for the boys. Came here to get a job done, and we did just.
Jack, how were you in the lead up and pre-game? Were you a little nervous, or were you all good?
I was pretty excited mainly over the past couple of weeks, but yeah, a few nerves today, no doubt. New experience for a lot of us, and yeah, some we won't forget. But I was pretty sort of confident going in. On our best footy is really good, and we did that for sort of three quarters. But not the last, so a lot to work on.
Have you been happy with your season? Your own individual season?
I've been content. I mean, I came in, haven't gone out of the side, so happy to have done that. Pretty frustrating start of the year, missing the first 7 games. But I think I've made some good improvements in my game, spending a lot more time inside mid. I think I've shown a bit there. You know, previously played mainly wing and half forward, so it's been really good to spend some time inside. And sort of learn from those guys and, yeah, play a bit of a role in there.
For Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with St. Jack Sinclair, here's Tom Wanagan.
Well done, Jack. Good effort there for the whole team. But I just wanted to ask about Nick Caulfield. He was sensational down back, I thought. His intercept marking, especially late in the game when you guys were under the pump. But the whole defence back there looks like it's a real team within the team. How do you guys in the midfield and up forward, you know, rate those boys? I'm sure they've got you out of trouble a lot of times.
Yeah, we've got huge belief in those guys. It's been a pretty settled back line for the whole year. You know, lots of guys who've played a lot of footy, like Dylan Roberton, Dan McKenzie, Jimmy Webster, Shane Savage, sort of haven't really got a look in because they've been performing really strongly. So guys like Caulfield, Hunter Clark, Ben Patton, they're just so young, but they're just growing each week, and it's awesome to see. Yeah, when the game is up for grabs, those guys just took the game by the scruff of the neck and, just kept us in it.
And what do you think? I know Kingy did ask you about the last quarter, but what were your thoughts on the last quarter? Where did Western Bulldogs manage to get on top? And they were able to obviously get the ball inside 50 quite a number of times. But was there anything out in the ground that you guys were talking about that you could have resurrected and maybe stopped and got the momentum back your way?
Yeah, well, they just, their pressure was just really good in the last quarter, and we weren't really able to get it forward, especially out of the centre bounce. A bit clumsy with a few free kicks, but that's probably the main thing. When we had it, they sort of pressured us so we couldn't get bang for buck going forward. And, when they got it, they got deeper entries and good looks at goal.
Jack, I know you didn't play when you beat the Tigers earlier in the year, but it must give you a level of confidence that, I know it was 3.5 months ago and a lot's changed, but you have beaten them this year, and that's something not a lot of clubs have done.
Yeah, I mean, I've got huge confidence in our ability when we play our best footy. We've been a little inconsistent at times throughout games and again tonight, but they probably weren't at their best earlier in the year when we played them, so we'll expect them to come out and put their best foot forward, no doubt. It should be a really good game.
Back to Maroochydore tonight, or do you stay in Brisbane tonight?
Back to Noosa.
Noosa, sorry.
On the bus. Yeah, so we stayed there, pretty settled there now. Happy for a bit of extra travel there. We've got it very good, so no complaints. They've looked after us really well, so enjoying our time there.
Well, Jack, fantastic. The Saints' first finals win in a decade, and in a random stat, you haven't played Richmond in a final since 1973, so it's going to be a rare matchup in October, for the Saints and the Tigers. Can't wait for it. We believe it's going to be Friday night, so a six-day turnaround, but I suspect you're well prepared for that based on how this season's played out.
Yeah, definitely. A few four-day breaks, so be nothing new for us. Pretty fit group, and got some really good staff there. Yeah.
Well, Jack, well done. Passing our regards to Tony Brown too, your little man in pink, because he's a good friend of K-Rock footy. He's a good Geelong boy. Obviously played some good footy with the Saints as well, but say hi to him for us. Tell him we're rooting for him as well, because it'd be great to have a local involved with the grand finals run, and you boys are well and truly alive. Well done on your win tonight.
No worries, lads. Thank you.
Jack Sinclair joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to have a chat with the 35. From the Saints, 97 games now for Jack Sinclair, so he's starting to rack them up. They've got a crew of players that have just starting to play a lot of footy together, and you know when they play footy together, it's a bit like those Geelong players coming through. I know we hark on it a bit, but what you do is you get through it, and you know once you play some footy, that's when you start getting some results, and the Saints have definitely got a big one tonight with a 3-point win.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.